Out of the way, the weekend looks dry. Sunshine returns Saturday. We'll be in the 50s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating three homicides between Friday and Saturday night. They say the shootings are not related. Right now, no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A committee studying the implementation of an occupational tax in Montgomery heard from the Parks and Recreation Department Tuesday about its needs. The committee met with the police and fire chiefs earlier this month and will hear from the maintenance department next week. And two Montgomery bars had their business licenses revoked after police say there have been numerous incidents involving violence in the past year. Sky Bar and After Five Lounge on Debbie Drive must stop doing business immediately. The businesses now have the option to appeal the city council's decision. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big piece. Pizza pie, that's some more.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Just checking out, and thank you to the listeners who brought this to my attention. A lot going on, so can't find it all, but there's a new piece by Paul Sperry on Real Clear Investigations about the whistleblower. The headline reads, "Whistleblower was overheard in 2017 discussion with ally how to remove Trump." And so the piece is long, very detailed, and it lays out that Eric Ciaramella has long been looking for the pretext. Eric Ciaramella, along with a guy named Sean Misko, who is now on the Adam Schiff Intelligence Committee. He's a Schiff staffer. He was also working at the White House in 17. There were both him and Ciaramella Obama holdovers. And so Paul Sperry is suggesting, and again, worth checking out yourself, on Real Clear Investigations, whistleblower was overheard in 17 discussing with ally how to remove Trump. Read into it yourself. Not enough time to read it here directly on air, but there's a lot in this piece. It is incredible stuff. It reads in one part, at the time, the CIA operative worked on loan to the White House as a top Ukrainian analyst in the National Security Council. This is Ciaramella, where he had previously served as an advisor to Ukraine to Vice President Biden. The whistleblower complaint cites Biden, alleging that Trump demanded Ukraine's newly elected leader investigate him and his son to help the president's 2020 re-election bid. Two NSC co-workers told Real Clear Investigations they overheard Ciaramella and this new guy that's now being named Sean Misko, who was also working at the NSC as an analyst at the time, making anti-Trump remarks to each other while attending a staff-wide NSC meeting called by then-National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, where they sat together in the South Auditorium of the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, part of the White House complex. The all-hands meeting, held about 2 weeks into the new administration, was attended by hundreds of NSC employees. They were popping off about how they were going to remove Trump from office. No joke, said one ex-colleague, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive matters. And they have more in this piece. That the point is this. This was not some dispassionate public servant who saw that the president was violating the law and should be impeached. Now, this was a guy who had an axe to grind against Trump, who had in fact worked for Trump's political opponents, and now saw, oh, here's the pretext that I can use to get the president. And that's why the president releasing the transcript of the call with President Zelensky was actually a brilliant move, because if we had just relied on the whistleblower's characterization of that call, it could have been much more damning. The actual call, it doesn't necessarily live up to the headlines of the whistleblower complaint, and certainly doesn't live up to Adam Schiff's parody of that call. This is just unreal. After Flynn briefed staff, this report goes on, about what America First policy means, Ciaramella turned to Misko and commented, "We need to take him out." And Misko replied, "Yeah, we need to do everything we can to take out the president." Now, I don't know, folks. I'm just reading this. It's anonymous sources providing this information. Who the hell knows what's true or not? I'm generally frustrated with this whole game of anonymous sources there, anonymous sources here. It's just all over the place. And also this idea of, oh, if we just release the next tranche of documents, if we just get the next witness, like I said earlier, if we can just get the mustachioed man to spill the beans, we can impeach the orange man and take him out of office. We've got more important crap to deal with. And really, this is just a fight over power, a very dishonest, uncharitable one. Doesn't seem like an actual fight over principles at all. But that's just my take on it. 272-9228, 272-9228. Before we go to the phones here, again, this program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Turn those old stacks of home videos, you know, whether it was birthdays or graduations or sporting events or maybe just a random afternoon when you had the camcorder out filming the family together. Take those old home videos that are collecting dust, but not just collecting dust, but deteriorating, and bring those old analog memories into the digital future. 40% off for News and Views listeners. Call 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell Dan Black and the team, hey, I'm a News and Views listener, and you'll get 40% off for the month of January, all videotape to DVD transfers. Heck of a deal. Heck of a deal. Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design to video editing. So maybe you have a bunch of photos and videos that you want to put together in a nice presentation. Dan Black Studios can do that for you. Or they can do video production from the ground up, whether you're a business owner or employer that wants to do training videos for your employees or television commercials or branding videos online. Dan Black Studios does it all when it comes to video services. Again, call them today, 279-6036. 279-6036, and tell them you're a News and Views listener to get that 40% off all videotape to DVD transfers. Let's go to the phones now, 272-9228, and talk to Randall. Hey, Randall, how are you?
Hey, man. I didn't want to hang up, but when you jumped all the way back to the top of the politics, I was wanting to bring up what happened yesterday. You know, about our Senate race. You know, our congressman here, our senators here, and you're everybody calling in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know y'all been talking, I mean, way out, you know, the speech all day, but I was hoping since, you know, it kind of changed a little bit, I could get in there.
And, yeah, go wherever you like.
This is what I want to ask you. I heard that yesterday, all that, you know, and taking everything that everybody said yesterday, I mean, all the way down the lane, somebody told me, no more talking about leaks or just, you know, just the whole 9 yards, they start, you know, talking about the runoff. If they sit here and, you know, I mean, if the justice has unlimited money, and him and Roy Moore getting a runoff, and then they come out here, and, you know, and say Roy Moore gets hit in the head with a, you know what I mean, with something else that's not happening again. Is that going to give us, you know what I mean, the Democrat back in there?
Let me put your question about this way. Roy Moore's not getting in a runoff. Nowhere close. I think there's going to be a runoff, and it'll probably be Jeff Sessions, Tommy Tuberville, though don't count out Bradley Byrne. He's running a pretty effective ad campaign as the new year started. But those are the top three, and my guess, if it was held today, it would be a runoff between Sessions and Tuberville.
You know, he got that base that's always going to fall, and then you got the other three that's going to split it, you know. He's always going to have that strong...
Roy Moore does have that strong support, but I think there are even a lot of strong Roy Moore supporters who think he was done wrong last cycle, who think, yeah, okay, you got too close to the sun and you got burned. Careful, Icarus. You have to, you know, there's a bad taste in everybody's mouth that Roy was attacked in their mind unjustly, but he also didn't defend himself very effectively when he had every opportunity to do so. And then also you have more establishment players. Let's be frank. Senator Shelby threw Roy Moore under the bus, and I think Senator Shelby is looming large over this Senate race once again. And so I don't think Roy Moore is going to get close to being in the runoff.
I mean, I hope you're right, but with three of them splitting everybody else's vote up, and then him having that them folks going to be there regardless, them 30%, you know what I mean? They come, and they got a chip on their shoulder, and then we get them two in there, and then they come slap us in the face again. I mean, we're going to end up, I just want to throw I just want everything back. You know what I mean? I don't want us to walk into a wall we didn't see coming as the Alabamians as a whole again.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want us to be able to see what's coming. Stand up against it, you know what I mean, and point out what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. And I'm worried all the way up down the page, but I'm more worried. We got to start somewhere. I mean, you know what I mean. I said, might as well be right here at home. And I just throwing that out there, man. I don't know. You probably look at more polls than I have. So
yeah, I do this for myself. Take some CBD or melatonin. Have a good night's sleep, and rest assured, Roy Moore is not going to be in the runoff. If he is. Well, damn. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, I ain't never been so calm and collected in my life. I've talked about, they started me on Adderall, and I'll tell y'all what I'm up to. I had to call in every 2 weeks. I go see him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't see him as much as I want to, but I tell y'all, I'm taking 40 in the morning, 40 milligrams of Adderall. I take 20 more between, you know, one and two. And I'm sleeping. I used to not sleep, and I wouldn't be tired. And, you know what I mean? And I tried to fill my time. And, you know, that's why I dipped in and out. Never wanted to, you know, didn't want to rub nobody the wrong way because, you know what I mean, just people get tired of me sometimes. But I know I've never been in such a – I got my mind – last night I went to the pizza place. I can't think of the name of this. It was Greg and them, man. But it was God sent for me to be there. Ain't nothing happened by accident. Even – me knowing, being beside you, going through this, you know, stuff, and me too. I'm walking right there with you, man.
I'm ready to learn.
I'm ready to learn a whole lot more, trying to, you know what I mean, make a difference.
Leave the door open, and what I'm learning, Randall, it's not about what people say. It's about what they do. It's about what we do, and life will surprise you in that way. So keep walking. Keep awake.
Yes, sir. I'm ready. A piece of place is a perfect place for us to gather and study, man. I'm telling y'all, I should have been, I wish I'd been more like this in my mind where I could sit still in a place like that, and I'm glad. I'm ready. I hope you come by one night and study. You know what I mean? I love to chit-chat and just pick your brain a little bit deeper than what we can here.
I understand.
Love you, man.
Appreciate it, Randy.
Let's see.
Thank you. Bye. 272-9228. Potential witnesses in the Senate impeachment trial should be compelled, asked, not compelled, not asked, don't care. A new Monmouth poll conducted January 16th through the 20th. Uh-huh. Well, of course people want more witnesses, but it's just, hearing the arguments yesterday, again, I found it to be not a serious ask. Not a serious ask at all. I mean, we have an election in a few months. And what they're asking for is not a smoking gun. What they're asking for is more of the same of what they brought forward in the House. And it's becoming tiresome. And honestly, what they did last night, again, those 11 amendments advanced by Chuck Schumer to subpoena witnesses and documents at the beginning of this whole process. Well, the rules Mitch McConnell put forward allow for calling witnesses and subpoenaing documents later, after you present the basic facts of the impeachment articles that took however many months, 3-4 months. Well, we sat on it for a month. Nancy stowed it up her backside during the Christmas holidays. What a Christmas gift indeed. Happy New Year, Speaker. So, the opening statements will begin today. Late in the wee hours of the morning, as night turned to morning yesterday and today, the Senate did approve the new rules for the trial. And opening statements for the House managers for Adam Schiff and Jer Bear, Jerry Nadler and company will begin. So hold on to your butts. Honestly, watching it last night, falling asleep to it, if you don't watch it, folks, I don't think you're missing much. Because a lot of it we have heard before. If you've been following this at all throughout the process in the House, you're seeing the same stuff. The one difference now is that the president's advocates, his lawyers, are present. And they are making their arguments. So that part of it's interesting because it's at least a new voice. I will say some of the president's lawyers they've overdone it a little bit. They've missed a few spots where I think they could have really shined. But again, the New York Post said it well in their editorial this morning. What most Americans are thinking, is this thing still going on? Yes, yes, indeed it is. 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. This part of the program brought to you by my good friend and great real estate agent, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He loves to help both buyers and sellers here in the real estate market in the River Region. And in a word, here's what Eddie Bader can do for you. Service. Service. He has your best interests in mind. He goes above and beyond. The man's got all the listings, like 3301 Hammond Drive here in Montgomery, Alabama. Right now it's listed just shy of $280,000. A four-bedroom, two-bath, about a little over half an acre of property, just shy of 2,400 square feet. Tall, tall ceilings, a screened-in back porch. You know, the home I grew up in with my folks had a screen porch my dad built himself. You know, big wood framing painted white. It was beautiful, great place to sip coffee in the morning or have a late night discussion about, religion, politics, and everything. And I miss that in my current apartment living. So maybe I'll pick up 3301 Hammond Drive. But if you're in the market for a home, Eddie Bader has all the listings like this place, 3301 Hammond Drive, and many, many more. He also does the little things that lead to big and great outcomes. For instance, when you use Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group as your buyer's agent and you buy that dream house, you know what he does? Before you even move in, he'll send in a professional cleaning crew to clean the place. That way, when you move in, you don't have to clean it yourself on day one. It's just one example of how Eddie Bader goes above and beyond. He's a down-to-earth guy and a top-notch real estate agent. 322-0662, that is the number for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. 322-0662. And check him out on Facebook at Eddie Sells Houses. See many more of his listings, open house opportunities. Great guy. And he can also help you with management services if you're interested, too. Again, that number for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. 322-0662. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. That's the number to give us a call. 272-9228. Be right back, folks.
News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
This is number 15033.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Take a quick break from all the impeachment proceedings. Well, Tulsi Gabbard is suing Hillary Clinton for defamation and damning Hillary's comments about Bernie Sanders. Though, you know, I called Hillary a Richard yesterday for her comments about Bernie, but let's gotta be honest, Bernie is a fairly useless politician. He did nothing for all these years in the Senate. He's done nothing. And he is very, very much a leftist. And you know what? I happen to agree on one thing with Alexandria. Ocasio-Cortez. The Democratic Party isn't a far-left party. Because whenever they've tried to go too far left, they get destroyed in elections. There are plenty of members like AOC and like Bernie Sanders within the Democratic Party, and there are many folks who vote for the Democratic Party who would love to see the party move further left. But it has been the party of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton for quite some time, and Barack Obama, as left as he was, left-leaning as he was, didn't govern completely like Bernie Sanders might want. But I also listened to AOC go on. She was at a MLK event, MLK 2020 event, and she got going about economics and business. And to hear somebody my age with that much power, which isn't really that much, being a congressperson, congresswoman, is that her gender still? Is that her gender still? It is? She's still a woman? Yeah, she's still a woman. I could check that for you if you like AOC. But she went on and on about, if you're a good person, you're a billionaire, you need to give up your power. Now, this isn't just on the left, but when did politics in a free society become about being a good person? I thought it was about freedom. I could give a damn whether or not AOC or Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump or Mitch McConnell or any of these folks think I'm a good person or not. It should be about the freedom to act, who I should care thinks I'm a good person or not, of people right here in my local community, my family members, my friends, the people I do business with. And you should, whether people are watching or not, hold yourself up to being a good person. But if we're going to define whether or not you're a good person based on whether or not you believe in the labor theory of value and other socialist fantasies, take a hike. Step off. Get out of my face. And I don't understand this idea that somehow freedom has driven everybody into the ground and ground the poor under the boot of power. Really? Because if you take a historical perspective, a long view of what's happened, say, in the last 200 years, things have gotten massively, exponentially better for not just the well-to-do, but the average man and woman, including the poor. I said it earlier this week. It's better to be poor in 2020 than, say, even in 1980. Better to be poor in 1980 than in 1960. And certainly better to be poor in 1960 than, say, 1900. Things are continuing to get better and better. Billions of people are now alive on this earth because of markets and capitalism. The average man and woman today in America lives better than the millionaires and the robber barons of the late 1800s, early 20th century. This is absurd economic theory. And the idea that somehow we're going to have this beautiful society if we just give up more and more control, democratically decided or not, to the federal government is nonsense. Absolute nonsense. That's not freedom. And really, it's Alexis de Tocqueville's, that famous sage of American democracy, observer of American democracy. He called it, folks. He predicted it. That if America is ever to fall into despotism, it won't look like despotism of all sorts of ancient tyrants and dictators or even modern dictators. It will be soft despotism. It will be people wanting for security and comfort so much they give up their freedoms and their rights. And damn it, that's what's happening. So many people saying, there's no way I can fight these forces beyond my control. I can't do. The only way I can feel more comfortable and secure in my life is to give up more power to my champions in government. It's a dangerous road we're going down. And the idea that AOC should lecture any billionaire, people that have actually built things, whether it is Michael Bloomberg or Jeff Bezos, people I certainly probably disagree with on a lot of stuff. I'm not going to fault, for instance, Jeff Bezos for building an incredible business model that not only makes him rich, but all sorts of people around him richer. and all sorts of people, gives them opportunity to sell goods and services across this country, if not this globe. Like, this idea that all the capitalist does is sit on a couch and twiddle their thumbs, it's nonsense. Number one, I'm not, if you're an employee, you're not bearing the risk. You're not. You're not having to make very difficult decisions. There might be tough decisions in life. Life is not always easy, as good as it has become in the modern age. There's always a little bit of suffering. Tragedy is always around the corner, no matter how good it is. But don't kid yourself that giving the government more power is going to change anything about suffering and tragedies around the corner. It won't. At best, it may make your life a little more convenient. But at worst, you'll have no freedom. In fact, you might not actually be more comfortable and more secure. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Bud.
Hey,
how you
Bud.
Doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, you were talking about AOC and her rant against billionaires. I saw a very good meme the other day, and it said, AOC explaining economics is like a beaver explaining calculus. I mean, impossible. I mean, you know, this is the only, quote-unquote, socialist that ran 50,000 jobs out of her district with Amazon that was going to pay a six-figure average salary. Could you imagine $50,000, $100,000 jobs coming to Montgomery?
It's a hell of a deal. Well, but they're going to have to work hard. Oh, really? Man. Yeah, that's part of life.
Absolutely amazing. Just so, so sad. Let me say this. I really, really wish I had saved this article. Mm-hmm. About 3 years ago, and it was talking about poverty. Who is the poor? And what it did was it measured not the poor based on their financial ability. What it did was it began to measure the poor based on what they had in their house.
Ah, yes.
And what they realized was we in America have come to define poor by the lateness or the, if you had the latest Apple, I don't know, what's the latest Apple phone?
iPhone 11.
11, 12, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So you could, if you are a rich man, I'm a truck driver, you make so much more money than me, but if you could buy an iPhone 11 today, I might take me 2 years later to buy an iPhone 11. Okay, no big deal. You still have the most modern technology maybe 1 year or 2 years later, but you still have that technology. And what it did was it started measuring, do you have central heat? And you might have a window unit air conditioner in your house, but you do not have central heat and air conditioning. Or you might have a car that's 7 years old instead of only 2 years old.
Right.
And so what it said was you are poor because you are not able to buy the most current technology 1 year later, 18 months later. You know, we have completely lost the idea of what destitute poverty is in America. Now, you can get all the social benefits you want. Let me say this, what you qualify for. But none of those incomes, those supplemental benefits, counts towards your income. So you might only make $12,000 a year, $13,000 if you're making minimum wage, but you might get $25,000 in supplemental right. benefits. And so all of a sudden that might push you up to $40,000 income. But it does not matter because they only say, you're only making $13,000 a year. And
when you count all that stuff, the number comes to something around like 41 million Americans in poverty when you count the benefits, if you include those. And that's still a lot of people, but you have to, again, to your point, Bud, when you look at what can you actually consume with that poverty level of income, and people in poverty often have a lot of the luxuries of modern living that, say, their parents or grandparents never would have dreamed of. So it's
exactly.
Life is getting better, and don't get me wrong, there are things that happen in life that are outside of your control. You can get disease, there are accidents, there's all sorts of reasons why things could go bad, and we do have not only government programs, but nonprofits, most charitable country in history, you know, to help people through those things.
My question.
Yeah.
When was the last time you heard in the news where a man, woman, child starved to death because they had no access to food in North America? Not being chained up in the basement somewhere because of a captor. That's off the crazy joint.
I mean, but you hear stories of kids whose parents aren't, you know, who don't have the priorities straight, who are kind of, you know, buying food at the gas station all day. But, you know, hell, they're working people to do that, too.
But it's not because of lack of access.
Right.
It's, you know, I think the last year of the Obama administration, the DHS or whatever said, how many children are hungry? And they said, asking the questionnaires, if you missed one meal in the past year and you felt a hunger pain, that qualified you as being a child in starvation.
Well, that's absurd.
Exactly. And that's my point. I mean, if you are the most destitute, listen, as a truck driver, I've driven through some poverty areas, West Virginia especially.
Oh, yeah.
That I would say, man, almost looks like a third world country. But those families are not starving. You still have access to government programs. You might have a parent strung out on meth or crack or whatever the case may be. But it's not because we have social failings in this nation that says you cannot eat today. And my God, you could be the most destitute in North America, in America, and you're still better than 99.997% of all the population on this planet.
Right. And there have been amazing strides in the last, say, just few decades. And we cut abject poverty in half around the globe. Incredible accomplishment, done faster than anybody ever imagined. A lot of this is due to when you have basic things like property rights, rule of law, the sort of British, American, Anglo common law tradition, when you have technology coming to bear that's being spread around the globe. I mean, there's just so many improvements. And you know, I've come to one conclusion in my life, Bud. There are things outside, as I mentioned, things outside your control. And again, tragedy is always around the corner. But when it comes to actually improving your life in a profound and meaningful way, and it doesn't mean you're going to be a millionaire or a billionaire or even make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, but if you want a meaningful change in your life, a happy, purposeful life, it ends up being on you. There are people who can help you, but it always is better for you to make those changes positively in your life.
I agree. You have a blessed day, sir.
Thank you, Bud. Appreciate it. We got to hit another break here, folks. 272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. It's a fine antique and estate jewelry store located here in Montgomery, Alabama, right in the heart of the River Region. For over 40 years, they've specialized in acquiring the very best antique and estate jewelry pieces from all over the United States. Troop Booth and the team, all trained at the Gemological Institute of America. They have a network with hundreds of experienced buyers across the country to find you, customers of the River Region, the very best offers on your pre-owned jewelry. So you can sell your jewelry if you got stuff sitting around, especially gold, how high the price is today. I haven't checked the particular price today, but it's up there. I mean, you got a bunch of gold jewelry sitting around. Call 260-0066, 260-0066. Make an appointment with Troop Booth, and he'll look over your jewelry, usually in the morning. He'll give you a valuation, and if you agree, handshake, here's my license. He'll write up a purchase receipt, and boom, voila, you get paid right then and there. And also, they do have this incredible selection of antique pieces, unique, one-of-a-kind pieces, whether a necklace or a ring or a bracelet or earrings or watches. There's so much to offer. And if you're thinking about a gift for Valentine's Day, or maybe a wife wants to reset a wedding band or an engagement band, there's all these things can be done over at Heirloom Jewelers with these one-of-a-kind antique pieces at incredible, incredible prices. So check them out today. They're at 6948 Vaughn Road, just past Bell Road when you're heading east on Vaughn, 6948 Vaughn Road. Or again, give them a call, 260-0066, 260-0066. tell Troop Booth and the whole team over there at Heirloom Jewelers that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
David Little, Tucker Pecan's in the house. New Year's underway and a big sale going on right now down at Tucker.
This is that time of the year we all love when everything at Tucker Pecan is 50 to 75% off, with the exception of the pecans and candies. But I mean, if you need jewelry, purses, jellies, jams, anything like that, or any kind of great gift, we have it at Tucker Pecan from 50 to 75% off. And there's still a lot of great items left in the store that you can come by and pick up. And you know what? Hey, everybody's always having a birthday or just a thank you, or maybe you forgot somebody. Well, you know what? We've got your gift at Tucker Pecan, and it is 50 to 75% off. You will not find that anywhere with the selection that we have at Tucker Pecan. Corksicles, all kinds of great corksicle items, all kinds of great gifts. Anything you can imagine, we have on sale at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The Arctic chill is beginning to fade, and temperatures will actually warm up a little bit this afternoon. 53 starts to sound pretty good with a good bit of sunshine around. Not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 34. Tomorrow's high in the middle 50s. Risk of showers, especially, I think, after lunchtime. With showers becoming likely Thursday night and into Friday morning, maybe even the rumble of thunder. But that storm system moves out of the way. The weekend looks dry. Sunshine returns Saturday. We'll be in the 50s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. I'm your host, Joey Clark. I'm looking at the TV screen here in the radio studio. There's Lindsey Graham. Oh, and there's Jer Bear Jerry Nadler with his belt in a very weird position. But Lindsey Graham is giving a press conference before these opening arguments. I'll take that if I can. We have time, but probably won't. Dan Moore Show coming up here in about 14, 13 shopping minutes. Let's go to the phones, though, 272-9228, talk to Jason. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hey, man, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I caught what you were saying a few minutes ago, right before you got called, last guy called. And I got to say, man, poverty is all relative. Like, over here, we got first world problems. And
right.
If you compare us to, you know, really, this compares to the Bahamas, right? If you take a cruise to the Bahamas, you go where the ports are, everything is nice and shiny because all of that stuff is owned by Carnival and Norwegian and all those cruise lines. But once you travel outside that little bubble, you see how the people in the Bahamas live. They're not living like what you would expect because they have all the tourism and stuff. They're living in shacks, and their quality of life is much lower than what we would expect, or at least what we would live in. But if you're here and you can't pay your bills, you're not saying, well, at least I got it better than the people somewhere else. You're like, no, I can't pay my bills.
But you're right. You're focused on your own situation. And I hear you. I just try to give a fuller perspective. But you're right.
I get it. I'm just saying, I think that needs to be, it's more tangible than like, nobody, like, you're not going to kind of extrapolate out when you can't make ends meet. But the specific point I'll make is you also mentioned towards the end that, you know, whatever your life is, you're responsible for it.
Yes.
And I agree. There's you got to take personal accountability for your life and for your decisions, the ones you make and the ones you don't make. There's no question about that. But we do live in a world or a society where there are things outside of your control that can have a massive impact on what your life looks like, the options that you have access to and the things you can and cannot do. And I'll specifically point to poverty in Alabama. So we have so much poverty in Alabama that it's like 80% of our school system qualify for federal funds to give free breakfast and lunch to students in Alabama. Montgomery is one of those school systems. So when we consistently in the state of Alabama put in Republican officials, local officials, I'm not talking about people that go to Washington.
Right, yeah.
How, if we're going to consistently put somebody in office 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, and we have this much poverty. We rank lowest in the country in health care. We have one of the highest rates of poverty. We rank at the bottom in education. We have one of the highest rates of infant mortality, maternal mortality, one of the lowest life expectancies of anybody else in the country. You can talk about AOC. You can talk about anybody you want in any other state. But the fact of the matter is that's a distraction. Because you can talk about their ideas, but we can hear right here in Alabama see the fruit of the work of the people that were elected. And that's why when Bradley Byrne is putting on a commercial talking about AOC and the squad, he's not talking about what's going on in Mobile because he can't stand on it. That's why Jeff Sessions saying, I love Trump and I want to build a wall. We're not even a border. Our state doesn't even border Mexico. So really, the wall really isn't going to impact our lives one way or the other. So it's like we can talk about these national issues, but you also mentioned that our community should be the most important thing
to us
because it most immediately affects our lives. And if that is what we're going to focus on, if we're going to call AOC on the carpet, we're going to call Bernie Sanders on the carpet, then we need to call Bradley Byrne, we need to call Roe v., we need to call Sessions. We need to call our people on the carpet, too, and hold them accountable for what they do and what they don't do instead of fussing about what somebody said in New York or California or Washington or whatever, because at the end of the day, my life is more impacted by you, Joey Clark, than it is impacted by AOC.
Well, the reason I brought up AOC, though, is the ideas. And my worry, Jason, is that there are a lot of ideas that will be transported to this state, looking at real problems that you laid out, and they are very real. And instead of looking for more entrepreneurial, freedom-based solutions, including more investment, growing more businesses, including improving schools, education, access to all sorts of opportunities. I don't want just equality of opportunity. I want abundance, superabundance opportunity, as many opportunities as we can get for as many possible people. I worry, though, people will look at real problems instead of going that route. They'll go the route of, like what Bernie recently mentioned, national rent control and the government stepping in. And a government solution might fix the problem in a short term to a slight degree, not completely fix the problem, but it stops the dynamic aspect of the society improving itself. And actually, if we're going to critique the state, I think that's Alabama's problem. I think too much of Alabama's business mixing with politics has been always a horse trading scheme for whether it was Democrats who ran the state forever, Dixiecrats, or now Republicans who have been there since 2010. Too much of it is tied up into who do you know, what sort of deals and contracts can you get, and not enough, in my opinion, just basic common sense, good rules of the road that attract business, as well as, you know, freeing up education to be right. Experimenting with new options.
Right, because we keep doing the same thing over and over again, get the same result, and it's like, well, let's fuss about the Democrats. It's like, no, you could go to Georgia. Georgia has been consistently a red state, too. I think it's, you know, with Abrams, it may be looking a little bit more blue, but in general, it's a red state. So you don't have to take examples from right. Washington or California. You can go to Georgia.
Well, and it's amazing, isn't it, though, like Georgia in particular makes that decision, like decisions from years ago, how it changes states. They make that decision to go with the international airport. That's a huge right. deal for Atlanta, and that right. is a big boon to the state.
Wasn't it originally, like, planned to be here in Alabama?
There was talk, I believe, of it, and we missed the
boat there. I want to say I read something where Hartsfield Airport was originally, like, the planning was Alabama and something fell through with it, but I guess I agree with that in that you can talk about some liberal ideas that you don't agree with or you think are kind of counterproductive or whatever, but it's like in Alabama, it's like we're stuck in a rut. And it's like if you keep putting the same people in office, you complain about them for 364 days, but on election day, they run unopposed.
Well, you're right, but back to the point hand because we're running out of time. You mentioned you agreed, take responsibility for your own life, and there are things outside of your control, but it's how you respond to those things. But the main reason you want to do that isn't just selfish. You want to be your best possible self so you can help your family members and be a good family member, whatever you are. Then if you're a good family, you can help that community, and it grows and grows and grows and has a ripple effect. That's the whole idea. And if we fall into a lot of folks who say, for whatever reason, I can't do or I'm not going to do unless I get a special deal cut. That's where a lot of the problems come at. I want strong individual people to build a strong families and community. But I appreciate the call, Jason. I just got to run.
Appreciate
it. Bye. Man, folks, after nearly 3 hours of being on the radio, flying solo today, I'm hungry, working up an appetite. Now I'm going to have to wait till after 3, but if you're out there and you're working up an appetite, you know, the hardworking people who listen to the radio station, a very good-looking audience, mind you, go by Yellowhammer Restaurant. They're at 7725 Averett Drive, right off of Taylor Road. So if you're heading south on Taylor Road, just past Vaughn, about 0.4 mile, there it is, the turn, Averett Drive. There's a sign that says Billingsley Place. You just go back there a little bit, and you should see Yellowhammer Restaurant. They're open 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Sunday, and they offer breakfast early in the morning, starting bright and early at 6 a.m. Get a big stack of pancakes, start day off right. I would go with that loaded grits bowl. Two eggs, choice of meat and cheese. Just breakfast food is good to mix all together. Such a delicious way to start off the day. Or if you're going for lunch, like today, go by Yellowhammer Restaurant today and go get the Yellowhammer Burger. Prove me wrong. It's one of the best burgers I've had in town. A Sterling Burger top with a fried green tomato and bacon with pepper jack cheese on a Kaiser roll that rolls perfect because it sucks up all the juices of the burger, keeps that fried green tomato in place, and all their fried stuff over there, they do it well. A lot of places fry their food, like, you know, French fries, onion rings, these sorts of things. But I tried the onion rings over there. Perfect batter to onion ratio, a double fry on the French fries. They just do simple things very, very well. And be sure to also check out their meat and three every day. It changes every day, but it's always a fantastic option for lunch. So check them out today. Yellowhammer Restaurant. Do it today. Prove me wrong. That isn't one of the best burgers in town. 7725 Averett Drive, and be sure to tell the whole crew over there at Yellowhammer Restaurant that News and Views sent you. Well, I think that'll do it for me today. Let me check here. Yes, Dan Moore Show is next. Thank you all for listening. The House managers are about to begin their opening arguments for why the president should be removed. Should be another frustrating day up on Capitol Hill. Talk to y'all tomorrow. Ta-ta.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun, and I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Sinclair.